It's the Freak Show, Wild 94.1, and we are talking about workplace scandals.
Yeah.
Hookups, relationships, backstabbings, all that, because I know the majority of workplaces, of offices, are going through it or have gone through it. So basically what happened was, yesterday I was at my tattoo shop, and there was this girl getting tatted. And she was there with her friend. And she was telling her friend this story of what was happening in her office. But she was kind of telling everybody. Basically, I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of it. Her boss was hooking up with somebody that he was supposed to manage.
Oh.
They are both married. Her husband got wind of it.
Oh, my God.
They got in a big, you know, argument at home, obviously. He came up to the office to confront the boss, but security kind of intercepted him. 2 days later, he was waiting for the boss by his car.
At the parking lot?
At the parking lot.
Oh, man.
I want to say it was like an older dude, so it wasn't like he like totally stomped him out or anything like that, but now they have all kinds of new security protocols at the office. This lady was reprimanded, and she doesn't know her future with the company. And I was just like in awe. My jaw was like, oh my God. There was a couple more details. But she was telling me that like pretty much every place that she's ever worked, there's been like
a big scandal.
For me personally, Meredith, this is my first full-time job of my life.
Right.
I've had little odd jobs.
And this is the longest job you've ever kept.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I've worked at like restaurants and like the movie theater and things like that. But I was never as like really invested into like an office or somewhere where I was in the long term. But she says every single place she's ever worked, there's been big drama.
Easily. So, whether I've worked at a restaurant and people are sleeping around or the boss is doing something weird, that's been the case. Wherever I've ever worked when it comes to radio stations, and I've worked at several, there has always been drama behind the scenes. And a lot of it, obviously, you can't talk about it or you hear about it in the papers eventually.
So we're nosy.
Yeah.
And I want to know about this scandal at your job. Now, listen, we're not going to get anybody in trouble. We're not going to give the name of your employer.
No,
we're not going to give names of people that are involved. We just want to be nosy and tell us about what's the scandalous thing happening in your office right now. I'm not going to give any names here because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But line one, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So is there some kind of salacious thing, some drama going on where you work?
Well, it's not necessarily where I work, but remember a while back the viral video of the girl that forgot to turn her camera off and she went to the bathroom on Zoom?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's happened to celebrities as well.
So we just had it happen in real life. We were on a Zoom call with a third party, and one of my coworkers, he got up and they said 15-minute break. He got up and he took his shirt off. I said, well, maybe he went to work out and he wants to go take a shower before, you know, we got 15 minutes. Well, I see another shirt come off, and then all of a sudden I see his pants go down, and the next thing you know, he's stark naked on camera.
What?
Yes.
You saw it?
Oh, I called him and told him, and last words were, oh, this is not good.
So no, it's not good.
If anybody reported it.
So what, he thought his camera was off?
He had to.
Oh, man.
He had to think it was off. He was butt naked.
He's still worse then?
He still works there. Right, okay.
I wonder how many people saw him naked.
Yeah, how many people were on that Zoom call? Do you remember?
There were like 60 people.
Oh, man. Damn. All right.
On break.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought she was going to say like five
like
or
four,
six.
Like four or five. 60.
Oh, my God.
Was it impressive? Were you impressed?
Nah.
Oh, that's even worse. Thank you for hitting us up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. We have B on the line from Tampa. What up, B?
What's up, Dobby? What's up, man?
Hey.
So is there some kind of drama going down in your workplace?
Oh, Dobby.
Is it bad?
Let me tell you this part. So, like, and I try to – this story has tentacles, but I try to make it as simple as I can.
Okay.
So our branch manager was sleeping with one of my counterparts. And what ended up happening was we had a potluck, and she made a really, really good rum cake. And I asked her, hey, what can I do or what is needed? Like, I can give you the money. I can buy you the items. Can you make me this same rum cake? And she comes out of her mouth and she says, well, my husband is really big into guns. And she said, I don't think he would want another man, like, asking me to make him something.
Oh.
So sure enough, about 2 or 3 weeks later, this whole blow-up happens because she is constantly in his office. And one of my coworkers came to me and said, why do you think she's in there always? Like, she's always getting him coffee. What do you think they do when the doors close? So fast forward, it gets back to his wife.
Oh.
It gets back to his wife, who worked in the same industry as we do, and it's a smaller industry. And his wife, from my understanding, what they told, he was sleeping on the couch for like the next 2 months. So I no longer was there.
Oh,
anymore.
My God.
Oh, man. Are they still together? Did they work it out?
I'm going to say no. And only reason because, you know, Facebook does tell everything.
Yeah.
All of their family photos have been taken off the wife.
Oh, no. Off socials.
Do you think he is still involved with the coworker?
I'm going to say yes, and this is just me being a guy. The coworker was a little bit more attractive than his wife, so I'm gonna say yes.
And last question, did you ever get that rum cake?
I don't like that.
I did not.
Nah, yeah, that's of
right.
course not.
Thank God he didn't.
I wish I would have had. And I just want to say, I listen to you guys every morning. I've been in Tampa now a year. I work at a local high school here, and all everyone talks about Orlando's toy drive.
Yes.
So I'm going to look forward to being a part of it this year, but I now listen to you guys every morning, now being in Tampa almost a year now.
Oh, man, that's awesome. You. We'll have the information start to come out about the toy drive real soon. So you say you listen every morning, so you'll hear the info,
we
man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for supporting us, homie.
Donnie.
No, thank you, man. Y'all have a good day now.
This is why
okay.
you don't shut your door, okay? If you're ever like a big boss here or wherever you go, do not shut your door.
Yeah.
Ever.
O is very adamant about that.
Yeah.
You never see Orlando's door closed.
Nope.
And if you do, it's not
so
good.
So it's being fine.
Yeah, it's not good. For whoever's in there, yeah, you don't want to be in there with the door closed. We have a no name on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, homie.
What's going on? So is there a scandal going on at your workplace?
Not right now, but I definitely agree that it happens at many workplaces, because I can go back to even my first job when I was 16 and I was working at a pizza place, and my like 40-year-old boss hitting on me and asking me to work out with him.
Oh my God.
Really?
Ew.
Yeah.
And how old were you?
16.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Creepy guy.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, thanks for hitting us up. I appreciate you sharing.
I never worked at a place that didn't have any drama, by the way.
Oh, really?
Nope. We got lots of text messages, so hang on with me here. This one says, staff in sexual relationships with the inmates. It doesn't get any more scandalous than that.
Yes.
Another one out of the 904. Hey, shout out Duval. I started a new job about 3 weeks ago, and I had a coworker invite me to a work party after work. I figured I might as well go out and get to know the people. Turns out I show up and everyone is butt naked, putting their keys in a fishbowl. None of the other coworkers were there because it was a swingers party.
Oh, you got invited to one of those.
Sure did.
We got a text out the 813. It says, I work at a dealership and there's a receptionist that is dating one of the senior advisors. Meanwhile, her ex is still paying for her car and rent. And the word is that she is also currently hooking up with one of the sales guys at the dealership. Sometimes even during their lunch breaks, and the guy she is dating has no idea, and nobody wants to tell them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, nobody's going to tell that.
I'm in the medical field, and let me tell you, there are no faithful doctors whatsoever. They are the worst of the worst.
Oh, man, really?
That's kind of crazy.
We have a text. It says, I worked in the entertainment industry at this very famous theme park. OMG, the drama. All the guys were trying to sleep with the princesses, and the females were sleeping with all the famous male characters from a galaxy far, far away. It was like a game, and then all the girls in the break room on social media gossiping all day long. This describes about 80% of the people in this industry.
I wish I could just listen to those conversations. 100%. We got another one. I work in an apartment complex, and one of our maintenance guys was sleeping with one of our residents. We figured it out because he came back into the office telling us that this guy's apartment had bed bugs, and he felt one of them crawling on him. We looked it up, and there was no service request, no reason for the maintenance guy to be over there, and that's how we figured out he was actually hooking up with this person.
Keep sending that in-office drama to the text. We love to read it because we're super nosy.
Yes.
888-429-0941. It's The Freak Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.